We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Hey, by the way, let's get to Rodney Boyd, please. Rodney, good morning to you, my friend. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing much better, man. I'm glad to be back on with you guys, and I'm about 90% healthy, so but feeling pretty good, man.
Well, good.
And to your last comment, I think that you're right. I think that Judge Barrett will be confirmed tonight. I don't think there's going to be a big defection. I think that ship has sailed. So I think she will be confirmed tonight, even if two or three, probably just two Republicans abstain, because they're abstaining because obviously what they feel is politically expedient back home in their districts. But I think she'll be confirmed tonight. I don't think there was anything, Mark, about her hearings that set this confirmation on a path beyond confirmation today. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Some of the drama that's being claimed about about the impact she's going to immediately have on the court when she gets seated. I watched the proceedings, and I'm sure you watched some of it, Rodney. I mean, I just can't imagine anybody more prepared for this job and understanding what the job entails.
And in honesty, it was watching the proceedings that said to me, I think it's a mistake to assume, based on a lot of political conjecture, that you know what she's going to do, or you could typecast her. And she handled her interviews as objectively as I've ever seen anybody do. I mean, she just basically said, this is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be an originalist, whether you like it or not. This is who I am. So I don't think she fell for any of the potential, hey, well, what would you do in this scenario, that scenario, that would give people the ability to get up on the floor and say, as they haven't, that we, you know, whatever. So I think she'll be fine, but we'll see. We shall see.
Well, you know what? I know.
I would be very, very surprised if Ms. McConnell wasn't ready to get her confirmed today, especially where we are in terms of the election being next week.
So we need to educate some people on Amendment 3, because I saw the Missouri Scout poll that came out, and there's a lot of big outside dark money pushing this belief somehow that Amendment 3 is overturning the will of the people and all this hogwash. If they pass it, it's the will of the people. So it does alter Clean Missouri. What are you seeing?
You know, I'm seeing a lot of, let me just say this. I was in a call, and there were some folks who didn't understand it even now. That's what you've been talking about, who didn't understand what they were being asked to do. And so there are people that this is such a layered and a complicated issue that, you know, the folks who are for Clean Missouri didn't really create a campaign. I mean, who are for 3 didn't really create the kind of campaign to get out and say why they were doing it. So there's a lot of innate sort of mistrust about this kind of stuff on the ballot. And so I saw that the Farm Bureau folks were trying to educate people in their own direct way. But as you pointed out, there is a lot of traction around this idea that something about Amendment 3 isn't good and is trying to do something for politicians. I was actually talking to some folks that had early voted, and they didn't tell me how they voted, but I could deduce they would have normally been people that would have been for 3, but they misunderstood. They assumed that there was something nefarious here. So one of the guys said, yeah, that Amendment 3, people were trying to trick us. But they weren't – it was inverted. So, Mark, I got to tell you, you talked about this. Sort of having the ability to run a campaign to educate people was critical and is critical. Now, there's still obviously a lot of voting to be done. But there has been in Missouri a tremendous amount – a record, put it this way, from talking to various elected officials and reading reports. There's been a tremendous amount of early voting in this state, voting – by mail. A lot of thousands of ballots have been cast. And I don't think that on this Amendment 3, the education for the folks who were pushing it was done. I don't think it was done in the way that the well-funded folks who said, hey, this is a settled issue, and pushed at this sort of depriving people of their right. But you're right. At the end of the day, when you vote, it's the will of the people. I just don't think that the campaign was ever put out there in a way where people who were advocating Amendment 3 made the case strong enough for it. And a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people who are, I'm pretty sure, are voting on the conservative side of the column, don't understand what this is about.
Yeah. Well, I'm doing my part. I've got my voter's guide out, and hopefully people will read it, understand it, and share it with their friends so they know what's on the line here. I mean, I've tried to explain it as clearly as I can. There's not a lot. And the problem with it is the people that passed Clean Missouri put a ton of money in it from outside of the state. That should tell you something, number one. Number two, they're also running campaign ads this time. They're funding the no on three vote because they don't want to overturn Clean Missouri, which they paid a lot of money to fool people and pass to begin with. So the people that are in support of Amendment 3 don't have a big campaign war chest to get out there and counter it. It almost reminds me of, you know, the union issue the last time around, right?
Right, the reversal of right to work.
Yeah, and right to work.
Being
yeah.
Sort of, yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is a function not just on Amendment 3, but even on campaigns. This is a function of how are campaigns funded? Do people have the ability to put their message out there in a clear way, consistently, Mark, all the way through from the beginning of the issue till the election day? And if you don't, if you're outspent, you know, if you don't have the resources, it's going to be almost impossible the way this particular 2020 media market is set up, where people are being – look, we started talking briefly about Judge Barrett. People, voters, are being overwhelmed, and I mean that in the literal sense, with information about a myriad of issues. And so people are kind of now, as they vote, they're just trusting what their gut tells them on some of these complex things. And people just have a fundamental difficult time processing volumes of information that's going to be on the ballot. So that's why the Amendment 3 proponents needed and would have needed, I believe, a clear campaign with lots of resources from wherever they could have found them to put these points on in a way that people, they could say, hey, here's the counterpoint to people that are against it. That hasn't happened. And so I just think you're going to have a very, very, very tough time at this point. And people just don't trust or they don't want to vote for something when they have limited information. And I think that's what you're going to see happen next week. But time will tell. We'll see.
It takes, we have to determine right now how many people who are voting early, all these records that were being told around the country. You have to look at that in perspective. Do you think, Rodney Boyd, that we're seeing a bunch of new voters, or we're just seeing people who would have voted voting early?
That's a great question. I think we're seeing people first right now who were going to vote anyway, and their minds were made for the most part on some of the big elections, presidential and maybe gubernatorial. They just wanted to get it out of the way because there is an anxiety about what might happen on Tuesday. I don't think there's a lot of new, brand new, first time new voters. So I think what your point is, well, questions well articulated. I think it's a lot of people who would have already have voted.
Yeah, that's
got to remember, this is the first election in Missouri where you could actually vote by mail. So a lot of the votes that are going in have been votes that have gone in early by mail, which also to me lends itself to the idea, Mark, these are people that were going to vote anyway. And I still think, I know people get frustrated when you say, I still think there's a significant number, not enough to matter. There's a significant number of people that actually on some races, governor's race, Amendment 3, others, where they still are trying to figure out what they're going to do and they haven't voted yet. And I think that's where you're going to see the ads and the money that is spent, you know, from, you know, the presidential, gubernatorial, and some of the congressional races, and even some of the state Senate races, will matter, and which is why people are now still spending so much money in the last 7-8 days, because they know that there's a group of people out there that are still influenceable, and they want to try to influence them.
Yeah. You know, I was reading an article this morning. Apparently, one of the questions trending on Google in terms of The question asked is, can I change my vote? Did you hear this one? Like, once I've cast my ballot, can I change my, can I go back and change my vote? Because a lot of people have voted already, and some things have come to light since then. Whether, you know, I mean, I believe the Hunter Biden thing's a big deal. Some people in the mainstream media clearly don't, with the tapes and the guy coming forward and the emails and all that. Seven states allow voters to go back and resubmit their ballots. Missouri and Illinois are not among those. I can tell you that. So for all those people that have voted so far, if they're having any buyer's remorse, it's too late.
Yeah, that's almost an improbable process. The other challenge is with so many of these ballots going in so early, as was indicated in some of the by mail states, people are going to be exposed if something happens or comes out in the last 7-8 days that they didn't know. I mean, so that's the trade-off with getting to vote early and not having to go on election day and maybe not having to stand in line or wear a mask or whatever. But you do expose yourself to the unknown, right? Something comes out even this week. I mean, what we've seen in 2020 is almost every week some new, unsuspected, unprecedented set of events play out right in real time. And so one of the reasons why I've decided to try to wait and vote on election day is because, you know, I want to just sort of see what things happen. And there's a lot. And so there are a lot of people that just don't want to wait, don't want to wait. They want to take the safe vote. And so we'll have to see what was revealed this week. We are in probably, well, we say this every 4 years, and I think in some, to some degree, it's true. We are in probably the most unprecedented time from a number of factors in maybe a century.
Well,
you know, and so people need to make sure if you haven't voted that you actually take some time to get information. If you don't understand something, this is the time now. You know, if you got questions about a candidate, I appreciate the ads, but I would ask people to push past the ads and spend a little bit of time sort of researching for themselves, people's records, because it's easy to see ads, and obviously negative ads create negative perceptions. And we often know sometimes perception distorts reality. So I just want people to really take some time, if you haven't voted, to really get up to speed. I was asked some questions about some stuff on the ballot, even some local stuff. I was asked some questions about the judge's retention, and people actually didn't understand, a couple of people that spoke to me about judicial retention, that it's really a choice. They thought you only have one choice, vote to retain, or even if you don't vote to retain, it's just a sort of a rubber stamping. And I said, no, that actually is a real, I mean, there hasn't been a judge removed, but it is the process where if a judge is not doing what you think or whatever, you could actually remove a judge. And people were surprised. They said, oh, that's really not what that's about, right? When they have all those judges, you just sort of, it's like check a box. I said, no, this is actually a vote. So there's just a lot of things that people have to sort of take for granted as we go into this
right,
the ballot, that I think is dangerous.
Well, I hope they educate themselves. That's a very reasoned approach to it, Rodney, because when it comes to the presidential choice this year, you know where I am. If you haven't made up your mind between these two candidates, the only thing in the middle of the road is roadkill. I don't know how anybody could not know at this point who they're going to vote for. It baffles me. It really does. Hey, so the...
You know, yes.
Go ahead, please.
No, go ahead, please, please, please.
No, I'm just going to say we do have the governorship is going to be on the ballot, of course, in Missouri. Lots of big issues. He's now called for another special session on November 5th. What's this all about?
This is about the getting the legislature to give him what he believes he needs as more final, clear authority on spending the CARES Act funds that remain in the state coffers. That process is very, very complicated, but the governor says, hey, I need to, the CARES Act has to be deployed, as you probably remember, by the end of the year. This doesn't go into the next calendar year. And so they gave the governor broad authority. He wants more specific authority, so he's going to call them back in what would be a lame duck session, because a number of the members will be effectively out, replaced by the winners on the 3rd. He wants some final sort of clarity, clear authority. He also has made a bunch of appointments to various positions. So he wants to get those, potentially some of those, confirmed. And then, as you saw in that 3rd tier, if, in fact, there is another federal package that it miraculously gets resolved this week, he wants the authority to deal with some of that as well. This year, before next year, And so he's put the call out for November 5th. As you saw last time, there's a little bit of heartburn on both sides of the aisle, more on the Democrat side. But there are a few Republicans that feel like they don't want to deal with this. But he's the governor. That's his constitutional authority. We will have a special session on the 5th. And he left himself some latitude, Mark, to really, if there's something that comes out of D.C. that's a new package, one, clean up the spending on the final package that has to be the CARES Act. Also, some appointments. And then let's take a look, he says, at what might come out of D.C. that he might have to appropriate or deal with from the feds.
All right. That's
what it's about.
Rodney Boyd, listen, always appreciate your insight on these things, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Big, big, big issues. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, sir.
You bet. Rodney Boyd there, host of Insider Talk every Sunday, noon to 1 on 971 FM Talk.
Get more at 971talk.com.